And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, California for the giant Fred Hall Ultimate Outdoor Experience. It's been a great week here, and we've got a full weekend of great stuff. And what a show we have lined up for you today. Live from the Hyatt Regency, we have Seth Bone, our good buddy from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Craig Heber and Russ Dunn from NOAA are here. Going to talk about all the things that they do on the federal level. And Director of Department of Fish and Wildlife, Chuck Bonham, is here. And, of course, we have Bart Hall and a great group of people out in our audience here. Stay tuned. It's going to be quite a show. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reel. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach for the big show. The Fred Hall Show is going on, and man, what a show it has been, huh?
Could you say, we've been doing this, let's say, I think I was figuring it out, it was 22nd year broadcasting live here from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach, and we want to thank all the nice people here at the Hyatt Regency for setting everything up, the halls for making it happen. But in the 22 years that we've been here, have you ever seen anything like this?
Best one ever.
Yeah.
Busiest, craziest.
Yeah.
Craziest show, most seminars, best deals. This, like, all across the board in all categories has been the best show yet.
Yeah. And no Bart, question. What would you say?
I'd say I'm tired.
Hey, wait a minute. The busiest day is this today and tomorrow, so you better rest up.
I know, believe me. I was up all night, actually, because, you know, I don't sleep much when this is going on, and I was just thinking about all the things that are going on today, exciting things that are going on. The 2 o'clock panel we're going to have with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, our panel with the Eastern Sierra at 5 o'clock. Great seminars all across the board. You have to pick up a copy of Western Outdoor News. As you enter the show, there's a show program, and really pick out the ones that you need to see. There's some great ones on surf fishing and on long-range fishing. And everything that you can think of is in there, and you got to kind of plan your day. And all those activities, if you got kids, you know, we got the duck races, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, we got air gun ranges, we got soft air, we got archery, two kinds of archery. You can test a Kobe kayak down in the thing. They have a two-person kayak you can go in, a little, take your wife or sweetheart on a little date. It's really amazing. And then the boat room looks like something out of a magazine. I mean, I think it's a showroom, actually, not a boat show. Most boat shows look like a parking lot with white lights. If you haven't gone into the sports arena, go in there and look at the most beautiful boat show you've ever seen in your life. So I'm pleased, Pete. Really pleased.
Yeah, you should be pleased.
Yeah, should be.
And then you add in this beautiful Southern California weather that we're having today. It's a perfect day to come to the Fred Hall Show this weekend and get in one of those Hobie kayaks and pedal around the lagoon and go out and make a cast with try some of the new Shimano gear out there on the lagoon and roam around and get the kids catching trout outside and all the different things. I know Department of Fish and Wildlife has great displays outside as well.
They certainly do. As a matter of fact, the fireman got so angry with that big truck that's there that he made me move my Dodge truck.
Oh.
I said, the Dodge truck is in the way. And I could just tell he had to move some truck. And he couldn't move that big one, so he moved that one.
Yeah, well, it's a great show, Bart, and going out. What time is it open today?
We open today at 10 o'clock, and we close at 8:30.
All right. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow we open at 10 and close at 7.
If you haven't been here yet, you do not want to miss this show.
That's
for
sure.
It is really spectacular, and the tackle deals are spectacular. I mean, it was almost like a rush at the door on Wednesday for people taking advantage, but there's still a lot of stuff to be sold.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, like I said, just like Bart was saying with the most seminars, this is the deepest discounts all the tackle manufacturers have had, and there's so much stuff that's the stuff that we're going to use all the time, too. It's not just on some major, crazy, high-ticket thing. I mean, it's everything. It's fluorocarbon everywhere. Buy two, get one free. And
yeah.
Gamakatsu hook, buy two, get one free. And there's so many deals, both by the shops and the manufacturers themselves. It's, you know, people like Seaguar would be the perfect example. You know, all the shops will take a major discount on what they normally would sell it for, and then Seaguar gives you a free one on top of that. It's just been crazy, the amount of tackle. And just with as good a fishing as going on, it's been, like you say, just the mad rush to get what's out there.
You told me you're so busy at Fisherman's Land Tackle, you haven't even been able to eat.
Yeah, Pete's like, well, what have you guys been doing for lunch? Like, well, I just have lunch.
Lunch?
Lunch break. It's everything we can do just to make it.
Just to keep rolling here.
It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Stay hydrated, Rick.
That's right.
You got to do that. Well, hey, we're honored to have a great panel of guests here with us here at our live show. Sitting next to Bart, our buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you on the show. You've been busy there right next to Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Just absolutely great talking to lots of customers and people that have been up before and people that are going to be coming up and people that are interested in coming up, and it's just been outstanding.
You're not only are they selling a lot of tackle here, but there's a lot of bookings to resorts. And you guys are, I mean, our trip is already sold out in June, I know that, but there's still space available if you want to come this year up to Sitka and fish with the best, Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, we still have a scattering of openings through the season and some space, you know, towards the end in late August, early September. But it's been great. The show is just amazing.
And there's some good news, too. Airfares to Sitka are way down because there's a little competition coming in, right?
Yeah, that's been a really nice thing with Delta now flying into Sitka as well as Alaska. The fares are down on average, you know, $200 to $300
per person. Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty amazing. So time to book your trip, go to Sitka and Kingfisher. Dates open kind of in that Silver Salmon late King run time.
Yeah, you guys have been up there, I know, in late August.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, the silvers are practically jumping in the boat, and you're still getting some nice kings. You know, the halibut is great, lings, rockfish. So it's an excellent time. It's, you know, just happens to be where we have, you know, most of the space that we have left, but it's going fast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And sitting next to Seth, Craig Heber and Russ Dunn from NOAA. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First of all, describe what NOAA is.
NOAA is a science-based decision-making agency that manages our coast and ocean waters, coastal and ocean waters, from about 3 miles out to about 200.
Okay.
And we work with states and other federal management bodies to make sure there are plenty of fish out there and that anglers have the opportunity to get out there and fish on them.
Now, Russ, you're the national coordinator, right?
Correct.
And then Craig works under you as the West Coast Regional Coordinator.
Well, he works for the region, not for me, but he's our man on the ground. I sort of look at things from the national perspective, making sure my job is essentially making sure that anglers have a seat at the table from the national perspective and trying to really create a culture that's supportive of recreational fishing. And Craig is our local man on the docks who has the real in-depth knowledge of fisheries in this region. And we have a number of folks like Craig around the country.
Okay, so when we talk about regulations from 3 to 200 miles, you guys oversee all that? For example, we discussed high seas drift nets last week. You guys would oversee that?
For the most part, there are a number of species where we work with the states, and the states actually can set the regulations. But for the most part around the country, the Federal Fishery Management Council system develops regulations, and then it is up to our office to make sure they meet legal requirements and then to implement those regulations.
All right. Very good. And Craig, of course, you've been on the show many times. You're a local fisherman, a long-range guy, and what, since you've taken over this post, what are some of the issues here facing Southern California anglers?
Well, thanks, and good morning, Pete and Rick. And before I answer that, I just want to say, you know, thank you to Bart and Mike Lum of the show of allowing us to once again be here and have space, and to you and Rick for continuing to allow us to come on the radio. I really appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thanks for coming.
Some of the issues really kind of jumped from the fire to the frying pan from my old job working with commercial fisheries on the West Coast, California in particular, and you know, we have an issue with bluefin tuna, and that stock has been determined to be overfished, and so we've been taking action along with our international partners to rebuild that stock. And so part of our contribution in the federal waters and also working with the states is to reduce our harvest impact on that stock, both commercially and recreationally. So I think that's the number one driving issue, and we have information at our booth. I encourage folks to come by and talk more in depth about it, and we'll have a panel today and tomorrow at 3:30 with Ken Frankie and California Department of Fish and Wildlife to answer additional questions, so there'll be opportunities. And then at our booth, we're also talking about our research at our Science Center on the use of the descending devices for rockfish, and pretty exciting new showing how successful those devices have been and what has led to some management flexibility, opening up some waters to some more opportunity for anglers. So those are the two big items that we're talking about at our booth this year.
Yeah, there has been some, lessening of the regulations when it comes to rockfish, which is one of the things that NOAA manages, right?
Correct. We have several fishery management plans. You know, tuna, billfish, shark is one of them, called highly migratory species. We have groundfish or rockfish, salmon, and we have coastal pelagic species, sardine, mackerel, anchovy.
So describe for us the difference between NOAA and the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, because sometimes I get a little confused. There's two kind of federal regulators, right?
Yeah, and so when we set up the fisheries around the country with our Federal Fisheries Act called the Magnuson-Stevens Act, they set up these councils, and the councils are the body where we bring people together from the state, from the federal, from all the interest groups on all sides. And we try to have a bottom-up approach to managing and to deciding how the fishery should be managed. So it's a public scoping comment type of approach where people can come in and have their say and direction of how regulations should be crafted. So what, as Russ mentioned, then we take those recommendations from the council and then we implement them as regulations.
Okay, very good. And, of course, the guy that takes care of things from 3 miles to the inside is Director of Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm still having trouble getting past Department of Fish and Game. Chuck Bonham. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Pete. It happens all the time. Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife.
If I err, please excuse me.
It's okay.
But, Chuck, how do you interact with NOAA, Pacific Fishery Management Council, et cetera?
But we can always do better. It doesn't serve our anglers well if the federal government entities and our state agency are at cross purposes or are spending too much time taking our energy into disputes with each other. The fact of the matter is we have the same shared goals. We each count the commercial and recreational fishing communities as our core traditional partners. So we've got to get our acts together, which I think is going very well in the last couple of years. It's great to see Craig come on board in this job. Our staff are very pumped for him being in that role, and I'm meeting Russ for the first time. I actually hold one of the seats as California's designee on the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, and the state of California has 3 additional appointees, 3 individuals who are very well known and do good service for you, representing California's interests on that council. So the 4 of us, plus the department's supporting staff, which is many often, engage in these Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings, which they seem like they're happening all the time over the course of a calendar year. In fact, I think they have a meeting in a couple of days in Vancouver, Washington.
Wow.
And then they'll meet again in April, I believe, in Santa Rosa, California.
Wow, pretty amazing. So you've been director for how long, Chuck?
It seems like just yesterday I started, but in fact it's been about 3.5 years.
Has it really? Wow.
Yeah, I still think it's the greatest job in the world. And let me...
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Let me run through my list of thank yous. First, thanks to everybody who's in the audience. Actually, it's a great setup this year down here in the lobby. It looks like I've seen more people kind of watching us at the show than I have ever since I've come. And we made a commitment at the department that we'll start showing up and taking these kinds of questions from you on the air or at the show. We'll have our senior leadership on a panel this afternoon. We're going to keep doing that as long as I'm director. And yesterday I actually got down to the area, so I owe a big shout-out to our patrol boat, the Coho, and all of our other patrol boats in the region, Thresher. We went out and did a patrol for a while outside the harbor, ran some lobster traps. It was pretty cool seeing our staff do what they do day in and day out to make sure we're fighting the bad actors in the community and ensuring the long-term opportunity for angling.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Great. Now, you mentioned lobsters. Lobsters is probably, for us here in Southern California, one of the most heavily regulated fisheries that we see here. Why is that?
Well, there's great interest in it, both commercially and recreationally. That always creates a diversity of opinion coming from the communities that are affected. Then I'll just tell you what I think is the department's core of its mission, stewardship. Look, we've all got an obligation as hunters and anglers to make sure we take care of the resources so that they're in no worse shape and hopefully better for our kids and their kids. So the idea of things like a lobster report card requirement, putting in that information in a timely fashion so the department has data to think about population trends, asking things like our lobster advisory committee to advise on new recommendations. And by the way, there's a whole suite of recommendations which are consensus ones coming from that advisory committee. They're all going through scientific peer review right now. And I believe in this coming spring, early summer, we're going to publish the results of that review and these recommendations. And by the end of the year, we'll go back to our Fish and Game Commission and make suggestions for changes on the lobster approach.
Okay, very good. Well, I tell you, as you can hear, we have an amazing panel here today. And speaking of panel, 2 p.m. today, right, Bart, at the Mammoth stage, right in the main hall, going to be complete Department of Fish and Wildlife panel, right?
Yes, at 2 p.m. That's just on the 100 row as you walk into the exhibit hall from the lobby. Right, once you get past Angler's Marine, you go right straight into the exhibit hall, and it's on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. There's a giant picture of Lake Mimi up there. I know it's Lake Mimi because that was the first time I was ever allowed to go in a rowboat by myself when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, Lake Mimi with water in it.
with water in it.
Yes. Indeed.
Lake Mamie never has much water in it.
Yeah, no. But it's a great stage. And Chuck, on the panel is going to be yourself as well as several people, right?
Right. Well, so first let me just say, anybody that's listening on the radio at the show, come by. I'm willing to take any question except for ones that are hyper-personal. I think y'all, we have a duty at the department to show up and take the questions that are on the minds of the hunters and anglers in the state. It's part of our job, and I think our leadership for too long has forgotten we need to put ourselves in front of the affected community and hear what they have to say. So it'll be me, our chief for law enforcement, our deputy for wildlife and fisheries, our fisheries branch chief, our marine regional manager, and I think perhaps our wildlife branch chief. So, you know, right there, taking meat out of the equation, that's probably 100 years worth of fish and wildlife science, policy, and law in the state of California.
It's going to be a tremendous opportunity. Great. I've had a number of people come up to me and go, at that panel, why don't you ask Director Bonham? I go, why don't you come and ask? So I'm encouraging all anglers to come this afternoon at 2 o'clock, ask your questions, make your comments, let your voice be heard, and that's... Again, I want to commend you for having an open policy that has really never existed before in Department of Fish and Game, Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, so. I think it's made us better.
Yes.
You know, it's not
no
been
question.
Easy, but it's made us better.
Yeah, no question about it.
And for my two cents, I've been doing this for, you know, my entire life, and we've never had anyone from the department come and face the tough questions as well as you and your panel have, Chuck. And whether you agree with... And all the policies are not. They're here to give you their perspective on it, and it's a great thing. We need to thank them for it. We need to appreciate their time. We need to get up there and ask respectful questions. And it's really a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
It's going to be lively. So come on down, 2 o'clock, the Mammoth Stage this afternoon at the Fred Hall Fishing Ultimate Outdoor Fishing Tackle. Well, we can't call it the Fishing Tackle Boat Show anymore. We call it the Ultimate Outdoor Experience because it's so much more than fishing, tackle, and boats, right?
Well, yeah. You know, we still have you. We've got the dry suits over there. You want to learn how to dive today? After you go to the panel, you walk over to the dive tank. You step into a dry suit with your clothes on. You put the scuba gear on. You get your first lesson. Get out, dry your hair off, and go out and cast on the lagoon with Shimano.
Yeah, our extraordinary engineer, Rick Cutler, here, took his boys, one of them sitting next to him here today, last year and said it was quite an experience, right? It was a good time. So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. It's just going to be a lot of fun and all the great stuff going on at Fred Hall, and we're so stoked to have a panel of guests here. And that's the beauty of the Fred Hall Show is everybody is here under one roof, so we get the opportunity to talk to so many guys that we don't normally get to talk to throughout the year. So it's going to be a great show, and we would love to have you be a part of it this morning. If you're currently on your way up to Fred Hall this morning and want to give us a call on the radio show, we would love to hear from you. And there's two ways that you can reach us. Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That'll get you through to Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can call us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of great fishing and taking your phone calls, we are giving away an awesome prize to one of our lucky callers at the end of the show today, and that's a full AFCO clothing performance package. And basically, you're going to get a pair of their great AFCO performance board shorts, you're going to get one of the AFCO performance sun shirts, and one of those great AFCO face masks. So all that's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. But better yet, we want you to come on down here. Come join us at the beautiful Hyatt Regency before the show. Come join us for this live broadcast. And every single person that asks a question live here this morning is going to have an opportunity to win this awesome bag. You can see it behind us. Let's Talk Hookup customer embroidered logo duffel bag. And it's going to be stuffed with Rapala lures. It's got Shimano Orca jigs and AFCO face mask. So really cool prize pack for one person that wants to step up to the microphone. And if you do want to step up to the mic, just see the cowboy there with the cowboy hat on, or Gary or Dave, and they'll get your questions in here and get you all in the lineup. So lots of great prizes today this morning. Again, if you want to get through in the phones, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live from the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com. Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Man, what an awesome show this is going to be today. I just can't, with as crazy as things have been during the week, today it's just going to be off the hook.
Yeah, it's and I'll tell you what, I want to thank our crew in the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and as well as the guys here this morning. They long hours here, early morning here, and great job in the booth. Gary White, of course, the Iron Man, managing our booth there. Dave Dolan, the Cowboy. Roger came down all the way from Oregon to help out. Dr. Bob, and of course Ryan, our phone guy, who works at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, putting the long hours in, got up this morning to come down here. So we want to thank all of them. They're giving away a lot of prizes. We want to thank all of our great sponsors for helping us out. We're giving away Stramato Lucanus jigs, Rapalin Williamsman lures, AFCO Alejos belt, Gamakatsu hooks, defishing soap. We're going to give away two $50 bills, cash money. It's courtesy of Jeff at Cedros Tackle.
Oh, cool.
And I've got some brochures for his new operation at Cedros, kayak operation at Cedros, which is really going to be cool. Jeff's putting that together to start here very, very quickly. The brochures are right here on the table. I want to thank Jeff for giving us cash money. For two people are going to walk away with $50 cash today. We have tickets to the Fred Hall Show today. We have two $50 gift cards to Baja Fish Gear. And also Ed gave us a real bag that he was selling for 40, he's going to sell for 20 bucks this weekend while they last. So very, very cool. It's a really nice reel bag. So lots of great stuff. I want to thank the sponsors for providing all that. And all that's going to give away. Come on down and join us. Plenty of time left here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach to join us here this morning and join this great panel discussion and participate and talk about fishing. So Ken Ross, let's talk about fishing. He's first up on the mic, the stand-up mic here. Good morning, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to Long Beach.
Yeah, this is your hometown.
Yeah, this is it for me. Question for Chuck. I grew up in Southern California, Santa Barbara area back in the 70s, and I can remember sport diving for abalone. Just kind of curious about what the health of the abalone is in Southern California now.
Excellent question.
And do you foresee a possibility of a season opening up again for abalone for sport taking? And my second question concerns black sea bass. I've heard or seen on a couple websites there's been talk about possibly a lottery where a person could maybe harvest a black sea bass. What do you foresee in that?
Thanks, Ken.
Hey, Ken, thanks for the questions and the hospitality. Long Beach is a great town. I got off the airport yesterday. It was like 80 degrees. I thought it was August down here. And Rick tells me it's just been a fantastic winter of fishing offshore here in California. Yellowtail and everything else is just all time. So let me turn to abalone. The health of the species isn't good. You know, it's imperiled. We have spent a lot of staff time over the years with a real focus on management of abalone in the north. We will be taking a red abalone fishery management plan. I think we're probably about a year and a half into working on it. We are also going to take all of that work through peer review, which is a new commitment I think that's important for the department. When we try to sort out these complicated resource issues, we're renewing our ability to go out and get scientific advice and peer review on our product. So we're looking through some of that stuff. I think it's possible we might be able to move an abalone fishery and the management of it under our Marine Life Management Act. I don't know if soon, but I hope over time that might produce new recreational opportunity. Let me turn to, you know, I would have to take a look at the black sea bass question and the lottery. I'm not familiar with that. But I'll tell you what I'll do. At the next break, I'll talk to one of our technical staff person here, and I'll search you out in the crowd and get back to you on that question. So I thank you for asking it.
So on the abalone subject, it's been decades since that season was open here in Southern California. I used to do quite a bit of it when I was in the younger years there. It's been so long that we've been able to illegal take of abalone. Is the issue more not so much the comeback of the abalone, but more so there's been some diseases and such that impacted the abalone? Is that why the resource is in peril?
So there are some indications of species recovery, right? So if you look at reds, pinks, and green abalone, we think that each of them have shown some signs of recovery and repopulation back into areas. But none of them have met the first criteria for recovery under our management plan.
Okay.
These management plans set out threshold and criteria. So while there's, I think, positive trend in the scientific data, it's not been positive enough yet to trigger us into the next phase of the management plan.
Okay.
Disease is a big risk, I think. You know, we've seen black abalone, which is actually federally protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act, show some signs of recovery out at the Channel Islands. So there's optimism, but we're not there yet.
Speaking of which, let's take an island or a very remote island such as St. Nicholas Island. Is that regulated because it's further out than 12 miles? Is that regulated by the state or is that regulated by NOAA?
I think it's regulated by us.
By you. Because it's still considered state water because it's land-based,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And that's confusing for me, and I'm director, right?
You know, so yeah, it's like I think wig it is.
Which is just a reflection on, if you're not sure of this, listening or in the audience, you ought to care a lot about our department. Among other reasons, here's why. Look, this state's 160,000 square miles. We've got 6,400 species. We have 1,100 miles of coastline. We have about 30,000 miles of rivers and streams. We have almost 5,000 lakes. California has the highest biodiversity of any state in the union. We're actually one of 25 biological hotspots in the world.
Wow. Wow.
And the jurisdiction of all that, including 3 miles offshore, and then in some cases like the island, St. Nicholas, it's a confusing overlap of federal and state jurisdiction. And all of that runs through our department for the purposes of preserving and managing these species.
Amazing. All right. Thanks very much, Ken.
All right. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time to hear from the cast man. Richard Castanader from Cast Tour is going to fill us in on what's biting up and down the Baja coast. Today, the Catchport, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They've taken San Diego processing businesses to a whole new level. You can see Sean and Rosie at the Fred Hall Show today. And as always, they're giving away those famous free samples. You can find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing. Or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com.
Did you get one of their tuna burgers?
I have had the tuna burger.
No, they're giving away mini tuna burgers in their booth.
The gummy burger. Yeah. I have seen that, but really cool spot, and it's great to see Sean and Rosie and get a little info on Fisherman's Processing for your next trip coming up. You know, all the options that they have with smoke and jerky and everything, and not a bad spot to go try a free sample from Sean and Rosie for sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on the water and talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Good show. I just want to tell you that the Hall family, once again, has produced a great show. Gosh, we ran out of flyers yesterday, so I had to get some more printed up and pick those up last night on the way home. And so we're locked and loaded for today. And in case you guys want to stop by the Cast Tours booth, it's booth number 120. And I'll keep this short because you guys got a great show going on. And just Cabo San Lucas really slowed down. The billfish bite, striped marlin bite, which is normally pretty good this time of year, has really slowed down. Surprising on the count were a few wahoo. You know, here we are in March and they're catching wahoo in Cabo. So things are really kind of strange. I think it has to do with the water conditions that's going on down there. But another surprising note, Mazatlan really picked up on the striped marlin bite this week. You know, they're between the stripers and sails, they're almost averaging 1.5 billfish per day per boat. So some good action there. Our number one spot, winter spot in Zihuatanejo, that kind of slowed down. There's probably a little change going on. We'll look for that action to pick up by next week. Otherwise, that's it for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday and stop by the booth, say hi, and it's really really nice to have the listeners come by and say they appreciate the reports and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup show. So we'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Great cast. Great to see you at the show. You'll be there today along with the ladies?
Yeah, the ladies will be there today, so I'll get a chance to break away and maybe do a little shopping myself.
All right.
I like it,
cast man. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you at the show today and tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next Saturday on the program.
All right. Well, hey, the phones are packed, Pete, and everybody's excited, wants to talk to the boys. And why don't we start it off this morning with Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, we'll be down there in a little while, taking a first-timer, my granddaughter. We're going to do a lot of the kids stuff and things. Really going to kind of focus on looking at some spinning gear for my wife. Looking maybe at a Therese. Can you get any suggestions? And is there any kind of deals going on?
I would say as far as tackle, yeah, really good time. And that's the other thing, too. You know, we get so wrapped up into some of the new, you know, latest and greatest stuff. But, yeah, some really good deals as far as that, especially, you know, first-time gear and things like that. But I would say that's the beauty of the Fred Hall Show is you can come down and check out a ton of it. There's some really good deals on some of those Therese rods this year, some of which have been, you know, like changed, like maybe they're putting a different handle or they're putting a different guide wrap or something. And so all of the other ones get offered as a closeout. So on a rod that normally you would never see a discount on, you can see some really deep discounts. And I know that some of those Shimano Therese rods are a part of that. So, yeah, Kenny, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you come on down for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Maria from Laverne is here at our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Thanks for coming down, Maria. We appreciate that very much.
Good morning. Okay. I missed it last year, and I regretted it, so I don't know when I'm coming this year.
Well, thank you for being
my
here.
My question is for the gentleman from Alaska. What's his name?
Seth Bone.
Seth, every year we try to take our granddaughters to, like, a different place. And we're thinking of taking them somewhere, maybe Alaska, but they're 6 and 9. Is that too young to take them to your place?
No, I'd say that's not too young, you know, especially if it's you and your husband and your children, then you'd have, you know, the whole boat to yourselves. You wouldn't be, you know, sharing boat space with you know, different anglers. So you guys could, you know, fish as, you know, as much offshore or near shore or whatever works, whatever fits, you know, with what you guys want to do. And they'd love it. It's beautiful up there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The beauty of having your own boat and especially fishing in Sitka, too, is if they, if you wanted to turn it half into a sightseeing tour and go through all the inside passages and, you know, lake calm water and see the sights and, you know, look for a bear and see all the eagles and all the crazy scenery that there is, you can decide to do as much or as little of hardcore or not. You know, that's the beauty of having your own boat. It'd be a really cool spot for them.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming down to Hyatt Regency and the Fred Hall Show. We'll see you in the show. Let's go ahead and step up to the mic with John from Los Alamitos. John, close by, right next to the mic, the closest guy to the mic.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming down.
I got two questions for Chuck. Chuck's the hot spot, but
an emerging pattern here.
Is there going to be a lottery for the Calcut? And my other question is, what's the limit on wahoo that we're going to catch this summer in California?
Hey, good questions. Honestly, I don't know the limit on wahoo. And let me get back to you on the lottery question. And I'll do that in this show because I can now get back to Ken on the black sea bass question from a moment ago and let you know that we don't have plans at the department to pursue anytime soon an auction approach for opening up the black sea bass. And I'll tell you that there's a obstacle we'll need to manage in the long run anyway. There are some statutory prohibitions, so our legislature has some things on the legislative books relative to black sea bass, which would kind of get in the way of potentially the question you asked earlier. So before the show's over, either on the air or afterwards in the sidebar, I'll get back to you on the wahoo and the Calcut questions.
Very nice.
I like your optimism on the wahoo again this year. I'm with you.
Yeah. Currently I would say that my guess would be the limit would be 10 because it's a fin fish, but if you can catch 10 wahoo in California, man,
yeah, you're the man.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that happens.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. That's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth and check out the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Owner Hooks. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best pricing of the year on Owner Hooks. Deals on all Owner Hooks for local and long-range fishing. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Owner Hooks and knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Good morning. Genren boats are the most requested on the East Cape because of our unparalleled service. From novice fishermen and children to the most seasoned veteran, Genren crews are sensitive to anglers' needs. Our immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers are fully equipped with accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Sibrod electronics. For fishing packages, weekly fish reports, and two live webcams, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts and will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresso of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, we're having a great time here live at the Fred Hall Show at this great spot. And what a perfect spot to do the show from at the Hyatt Regency here in Long Beach. It's definitely the spot to be pre-show.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they redid the entire lobby here of the Hyatt Regency, and they made it all one level, which makes it a perfect venue for our broadcast. So thank you, Hyatt Regency. I think they did it because of us, right?
That was what I was assuming, for sure. Yeah.
Great spot to hang the banners and great places, comfortable places for people to sit. And it's a really nice opportunity, great hotel here in Long Beach to be able to come and hang out. I know a lot of people spend the night here and enjoy 2 days at the Fred Hall Show, right, Bart? Yeah, and lots and lots of fun. You know, I want to recognize some of our sponsors that make Let's Talk Hookup possible on the air. We wouldn't be here without them that are actually here at the show that you can come and visit. And please give an opportunity, go up and thank them for sponsoring the show, because without them, it wouldn't be possible. And Rick Jensen is here, first-time guy. He's from Sport Fishing Financial. He's the guy that's going to take you fishing and I guess make you money is the idea. So he runs a financial outfit, and Rick's got a great booth there, number 206. Go by and say hi to Rick, and he's got some T-shirts and hats, and we'll give you some advice and take you fishing. Of course, our good buddy Bob Aronson from Angler Management. I think I saw Bob earlier hanging around here. He's going to take you fishing as well as fix your outboard, too. So Bob's a great guy. Bob's got a booth here. Of course, our friends from Gamakatsu, Seagar, Turner's Outdoorsman. What a wild place
that's been this week.
Nuts,
man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, of course, go see Rick and Ryan and the gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. The guys from Fisherman Landing, the Islander, the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, the Shogun, they're all here. Of course, check out the new Fords that are here. From the Southern California Ford dealers, CalStar, AFCO, Maui Jim. Maui Jim's got the Flying Jimmy here in the Dana Landing booth with Steve Bernard. And Steve's got Salty Crew there. He's got Fishworks there. He's got Maui Jim Olakai there. So he's got a 4-in-1 booth there with the Dana Landing booth. AFCO, the Independent, C4th, Jen Wren, Mark's here. From the East Cape, of course, Palmas de Cortez. Go see Eddie and the gang over there. John Ireland, Rancho Leonero. The gang's all there. The Red Roosters right around the corner from Let's Talk Hookup booth. The Rapala guys are here. The Power Pro and Shimano, of course. And I don't know, I may have missed a couple, but everybody's here.
Well, that's the beauty of it. If you miss them, they're here.
Yeah, they're all here. So go by and say hi to all of them. And I want to direct a question to Russ and Craig. Russ, there's some new policy. There's a new policy that's come out, right?
That's right. Yeah, thanks for asking about that. We're doing some really exciting things at NOAA these days that anglers should care about. And the most recent action we've taken is about 2 weeks ago at the Miami Boat Show, we released a new national policy for recreational fisheries. And this is something that, to boil it all down, it's basically a strong, clear statement from the agency that says recreational fishing is important to the nation and it's important to NOAA, and it is an agency priority. When you step back and take a look, recreational fishing on a national perspective has about a $58 billion with a B dollar sales impact every year, and that has surpassed now domestic commercial fishing activity at about $50 billion. So, you know, recreational fishing is key to the national economy. It's key to regional economies. It's key to states and coastal communities. It's part of everyday life, and we've been trying to make an effort to really connect with the fishing community, and this is our latest work to do so.
Oh, all right. Very good. Now, you guys, there's been a lot of controversy about bluefin tuna, and you guys are the guys that pretty much oversee and regulate that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So when is being that it's not normally this case, but we're catching bluefin tuna in the harsh Southern California winter here. when is that policy of the two fish limit going into effect?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Craig to handle that as the local on it, with the expertise.
Sure, and I appreciate that question, Pete. So in 2013, we determined on the federal end that the stock of bluefin tuna was overfished. As with abalone and Chuck's response, there's been quite a heavy exploitation on bluefin tuna, and our scientists working with other international partners, because this species is a one stock across the North Pacific fished by many nations, those scientists have determined that we need to reduce our harvest and impact on bluefin. So we looked at a series of options, both commercial fisheries and recreational, to reduce that harvest impact and decided on a bag limit through this Pacific Fishery Management Council, Pete, that we talked about earlier. So that is a proposed rule right now. It should be available, I would say, in about 10 days to 2 weeks. It's going to be on the open for public comment. We have worked closely with the state and our other partners in the council to look at conforming state and federal regulations. So we're going towards a two-fish bag limit with a maximum possession limit of six fish if you have a multi-day fishing certificate through the state. There's also some new fillet requirements that we're proposing that will allow enforcement, both state and federal, to be able to identify the tuna on boat when it's in a filleted condition. So those basically are the elements in play. We hope that these rules are final about the end of May 2015 so that they'll be in place for bluefin season, which is kind of an interesting topic, bluefin season.
Bluefin season, Craig?
Yeah, we really, maybe we're not going to have a stop to the season. It could be round the clock. It's pretty interesting this year what's happening.
Yeah.
And Craig, let me add, just so the recreational folks don't think it's them only, you know, there's an equal emphasis over on the commercial side and, you know, the federal leadership there, you know, targeting a 20 to 45% reduction if you take a look at certain data years on the commercial harvest. So it's in both sectors.
Okay, very good. All right, well, let's go ahead.
Pete, just a second. There's going to be a seminar at 3:30 on the Cousins Seminar stage with Craig and Ken Frankie, and all of these things can be discussed in great detail.
Excellent.
And I'm going to be there to ask the question, why us when it's the Japanese and then the Mexicans and then the little old eye guys down here. But that can all be done there at 3:30 on the Cousins Seminar stage. It's going to be a great seminar. You're going to learn how to fillet those fish. It's an in-depth seminar.
So where is the Cousins stage, Bart?
The Cousins stage is hidden really well, so we tried to make it hard for you to find it. But if you go where Turner's is, you still can't see it when you get to Turner's, but then you head down toward the Beretta display, and you turn to your right, and up there you'll see a Cousins sign hanging up, and that's where the Cousins Seminar stage is. It's a really nice stage, and this is one of our key seminars, which came about, by the way, from this show, Pete, when you had Craig on, and they were talking, and I got to thinking, let's get Ken, Frankie, and them together, and here we go.
Okay, that's very awesome. Good. All right. So Frank Lopresti is here. Frank, there he is. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete.
Thanks for coming up here this morning. Did you get a good workout in this morning?
Mediocre.
All right.
Good morning, guys.
Frank.
It's all about the Friends of Rolla raffle.
Okay.
Right. As you know, Pete, we just finished taking our 100,000th child fishing. And awesome. The Friends of Rolla actually survives on the sport fishing community and what all the dealers, all the boats do to contribute prizes, and more significantly, the sport fishing public that buys raffle tickets. And our raffle this year is really a good one.
Amazing.
We start out with first prize being a 4 days, 4 nights, airfare included, in Hawaii, fishing 3 days on the Maui Jim.
Oh, wow.
So
Basically the same trip we gave away with the Maui Jim deal last year, but for four people, not two people.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And then we have Rancho Leonero for four people, 4 nights, airfare, pongas, the whole works.
Wow.
We can't stop talking about Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, of course.
We have a scooter for those that want to, you know, save on the gas and run around town in a scooter, you know. Then we have $5,000 worth of jewelry from John Petty.
And then we also have the fifth grand prize is a 15-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
Whoa, what's that worth, Frank?
In addition, that's about $5,000.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we have about 45 other prizes. And all the prizes will be given away at the drawing will be on the last night of the Del Mar
show. Okay. $10 for a ticket, right?
$10, Sport Fishing Public, we need your support. There's a booth at the Fred Hall show. There is also the Spin the Wheel. We really appreciate your support.
Yeah, great. So Spin the Wheel, win some great prizes. I saw a guy win a Daiwa reel the other day for a $20 spin.
I'm amazed at the prizes.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And all of that money goes to taking kids fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great program. But I'm blown away about, because in previous years we've gone, well, you can select this prize, that prize, this prize. Every single one of those prizes that you talked about will be given away at the last day of Del Mar, which is the 29th of March. Is that right, Bart?
Yes, the 29th of March. And also, when you spin the wheel, you can't spin the wheel and not win a prize.
That's
when you
correct.
Spin the wheel, you will get a prize. Some are bigger than others, but everybody gets a prize when they spin.
So everybody.
And if you land on the R, you get the real.
The selection of the real stuff. Yeah, great,
all right,
Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
From the Royal Polaris. Yeah.
Pete, just let me say, Frank, thank you. From our department, me as director, look, if we're worried as hunters and anglers in this state about our future, taking the 100,000th kid fishing is our future.
That's pretty cool.
Where it's at.
Awesome. Yeah.
So
awesome.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, Craig?
Yeah, just to add to that is, you know, I was on that trip and was very fortunate. Frank and his wife, you know, not only talk the talk, but walk the walk, and they were on the vessel, and my daughter and I got to spend some time with Frank, you know, talking and helping with the youth. So it was an awesome, awesome day on the water, and it was a great, great opportunity to really give back. So, excellent program that Jim's running.
There's, you know, hope springs eternal, right? So at the department, our license sales for hunting and fishing, they're actually stabilizing, and they're kind of slightly coming back up, and that's a nationwide trend that's occurring as well.
That's great news, because for a long time it was going the other way, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, so we want more hunters and fishermen in the state of California. That's the whole idea behind it, for sure. Brian Bees came down from Ventura. And Brian was and I were recalling a trip we did on the Polaris Supreme some 20-plus years ago, right, Brian? That was a pretty memorable trip, as many long-range trips are, right?
Hey, Brian. That was a real memorable trip. I loved that trip.
Yeah.
It was fun. You know, Michael Folks is there filming it and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm on the film there, so it's pretty cool.
Caught a big wahoo?
I did.
Yeah. 90 pounds.
90-pound wahoo.
Yeah. Now, is that the trip with the reel in the water?
That was the trip with the reel in the water.
I remembered watching that since I was a little kid. I'm always
My question is, maybe to Rick or you, have things changed? I've been fishing for a long time, but not, especially with Spectra. I'm trying to get more into Spectra. What is the best knot I could tie from surf fishing all the way up to light tuna for fluorocarbon? This rigger Spectra, not the hollow stuff, but this rigger Spectra.
Sure. I would say that John Collins knot. You know, it's very fast, it's very clean, and it's super, it's really easy. And
does it hold up?
Yeah, it does. It really holds. I mean, it holds on big fish and heavy line. It holds on light fish and, you know, small fish and light line. And it's a quick knot, easy to tie. The beauty of up here, I know if you go by the Seaguar booth, they're showing guys how to tie it, so you'll be able to, you know, step-by-step walk through it and be able to watch it. If you want a refresher course, you know, on the John Collins knot, Pete did a very cool video with John Collins there at Fisherman's Landing, you know, where we sat down and showed him tie the knot multiple ways and kind of show how you hold it and where your fingers go and all that kind of stuff. That's on our YouTube channel. If you ever want to get a little refresher, you can just go to hookup1090.com. There's a little icon on the top right for our YouTube channel. So a video showing how to tie it. But better yet, you're at the Fred Hall Show. I know if you go by the Seaguar booth, those guys will show you, or probably the Power Pro booth would do the same. But really good knot, very easy to use, and it holds really well.
And just test it, as with any knot. Just pull on it real hard. Test it, and you'll be amazed at how strong that knot is.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks
for coming down to the Hyatt Regency and the Fred Hall Show.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up the beach. We're going to see if this crazy wintertime fishing continues. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way live at the Fred Hall Show. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
What a concept. Manage your financial matters and take you fishing. That's exactly what Sport Fishing Financial Group is ready to do. Managing Director Richard Jensen has been working in the financial industry for over 25 years and his family fishing our local waters for four generations. At this year's Fred Hall shows, you can meet the founder of the Sport Fishing Financial Group and talk to him about the all-expense-paid fishing trips through this program. So stop by the booth at Fred Hall Long Beach and see how you can improve the service of your personal or business finances and go fishing for free with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Check sportfishingfinancial.com and sign up today.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I've got great news. The most powerful and critically acclaimed National Anglers' Rights Organization is coming to California. The Coastal Conservation Association works to conserve marine resources and anglers' access to them. CCA Cal is just beginning. If you join us at the Fred Hall shows, you'll get into the show for free, receive vouchers worth over $150, and be entered into drawings worth thousands of dollars. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great value. Come join us at the Fred Hall show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Protect California fishing.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular? Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular, too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 5 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, 4-way mind-stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, 2 technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.